This is Chubby Ray Live. And here is your host, Mr. Ray Lytle.
Can you smell what the Ray is cooking?
Smells like they're burning something.
Smells like brownies.
Somebody's baking brownies.
We're here.
Thank God we are here. We are live up and at 'em today. Welcome to the program. Hope you guys had a good weekend. Did you guys have a good weekend?
Super.
Sure.
I hope everybody had a good weekend. No, I did.
I had a good... The weekend ended too early for me. I got to be honest. I could have used like 2-3 more days of it.
It would be nice.
I was ready for another couple days of weekend. I don't know, you know.
Question, Ray.
Yes.
How was work today?
I was very busy today, actually.
Mm-hmm.
I was on the phone. I was setting up SEHS Network, my...
It's always weekend for you.
SEHS Network's getting ready to do volleyball tomorrow, and so I was getting all that set up. And very, very busy. Very busy
mm-hmm.
for me.
Mm-hmm.
But I could have used a few more days of the weekend.
Couldn't we all?
Yeah. It seemed like it was ending too early.
Yeah, definitely.
So, last night I was up. My wife and I have been watching Battlestar Galactica.
How far are you now?
Well, I should have listened to you, actually, because... So last night, we're getting ready to go to bed, right?
Yep.
And we're like, well, let's just watch one more episode. And we're at the end of season three.
Yeah, but the problem here, or the thing here is that even if you stopped, you don't have to wait like 18 hours to watch the next episode. We had to wait 18 months.
Season three, so we're getting ready to watch it. I'm like, let's watch season three. Let's watch the ender, and then we'll go to sleep, you know. Oh, no, you can't just watch the end of season three, all right?
Uh-huh.
You can't just watch the end of season three of Battlestar Galactica. You have to immediately watch season four, or else you literally want to go nuts. It is so bizarre what happens at the end of season three.
Yeah.
It's one of the best season enders ever in television.
Yep.
In the history of television.
Yep.
Ever.
Yeah. And I don't know if you've ever watched it, but...
Oh, yeah. That's why I watch Caprica now, because Battlestar Galactica was so good.
It's mind-blowing good.
Yep.
The end of season three was like, oh, that did not just happen.
Yes, it did.
You know, it's like, oh, my God, that did not just happen.
I tried to tell you not to get there. Dude.
I know. We should have waited. We should have waited and watched season three of the end, the last episode, another time. But it was like 11 o'clock, you know what I mean? It's like, we can get, it's only 40-some-odd minutes. We can get through one more of these and still make it to bed at a reasonable time. Oh, no.
Not, didn't happen, did it? In bed like 2 in the morning.
No, when season three ends, you have no choice. At the end of season three, you simply have to... I don't even know how to describe it. At the end of season three, you have no choice but to have to watch the beginning of season four. And they made you wait 18 months when you watched it originally?
Yeah, it was horrible.
Oh, my God.
In the middle of season three and season four, they put out Razor, which was like a... Another, like, mini-movie.
Yeah, that was about the Pegasus, right?
Right.
Yeah,
and I had that girl that played Ro Laren in Star Trek.
I'll have to... I do want to get that Razor. That looked like it could be okay. I don't know if it's any good or not, but...
Wasn't bad.
But this is... I mean, my God, the way Season 3 ends, it's like, oh... It was insane. So, I...
You can't just stop and watch after watching
I know,
the end of it.
I made that... So, I made the mistake, okay... I made the mistake of watching...
We told you. We both
watched. I know. I should have done that differently, and I didn't, like a dumbass. So, there you go. So that's how my weekend was prolonged. What should have been spent in time with my wife and I, taking care of business. Instead,
your wife in Starbucks, wasn't it?
Well, no, we didn't know. We stayed up too late. We ended up watching the beginning of season four. So then I put the moves on her, and she's like, "You got to be kidding me." She goes, "You kept me up watching this stupid show." She goes, "I got to wake up at 6:30 in the morning." So my wife's going to come home. She's going to be in a horrible mood.
So you were C-blocked by Battlestar Galactica?
I mean, it was after 1 o'clock before we got to sleep. If she got 5 hours of sleep, it's a miracle. I mean,
that's
a miracle.
Unfortunate.
She's going to be pissed at you today.
Yeah. So then I had all this crap to do. I was updating the web pages, doing stuff like that. And then, like I said, they're going to be doing volleyball up north, so I had to mess with that stuff. So there's a bunch of things I had to do. And then my mother – now, let me ask you something. If you had to borrow someone's car, okay – say you had to borrow someone's car.
All right.
Something happened to your car, so you had to borrow another person's car. And this person was gracious enough to say, "Yes, you may borrow my car." Even though I just put gasoline in my car. I filled up my tank. And I just put gasoline in my car, filled it up. And now your car is broken, and I will let you borrow my car. And you say, "Okay, turns out I'm going to need to borrow it for more than just a day. I'm going to need to borrow it for like a couple weeks."
Couple weeks? Are you kidding me?
Yeah. And they really don't give you the option of saying, okay, it's just, well, we're going to have to keep, here's how I was told. We're going to have to keep it for a couple weeks until ours is fixed. So it ended up being my mother borrowed my car.
Now, here's the first thing, right? What you should realize here is that she broke her car, and now you're loaning her your car.
I know. She's going to break mine.
Yeah.
I'm convinced she will eventually break my car.
Wait, I broke your car.
So she says, "I'm going to have to keep it longer." And I go, "When are you going to fix yours?" Now, this has been since Easter. Remember my brother went to fix his car on Easter? And he screwed it up when he went to fix it. Something got screwed up. So then they had to take it to get it fixed. So let me also point out that the broken car has been sitting in my parking lot while they borrowed my car. And I'm like, "Wait, how are you getting your car fixed if it's sitting in my parking lot?" So finally they take the car in. And then the person where they take it in says, "Yeah, we're going to have to order these parts." So it's going to take over. But if you would have brought the car in a week ago, we could have already ordered them and had it fixed. So then they had to end up waiting longer. Okay, so bottom line, the car is finally fixed today, okay?
All right.
Now, I have loaned my car to my mother. Okay.
Not many times.
And she's had it now for a prolonged time, okay? She's had my car. So she calls, and I don't answer the phone because my phone was charging, and leaves this nasty message because I didn't answer the phone.
"I need you to be ready because I'm going to come and pick you up, and then I need you to drive me. You need to drive me to where the car got fixed, and then you can take your car, and then you can pick up your daughter from school, and I need to get this because I'm tired."
That's a message she leaves. That's a lesson. That's a message she leaves to someone who loaned her a car for 2 weeks. This is the message I am left.
Way to go, Ray.
Very rude.
I've noticed that a lot of your relatives, man.
Very rude.
They're ungrateful.
They're rude, aren't they?
Your brother ruined your cow.
Oh, the most ungrateful people in the world I'm related to. So I don't answer the phone.
How many people have lived with you?
No, just my wife and daughter. But in the past,
I have lived with you.
In the past, every single member of my family has at some point lived with me, with the exception of my little sister. My little sister has never lived with me. Everybody else has lived with me, and I have footed the bill at some point. My sister's the only person who I don't remember ever living with me or loaning money to. Everybody else, you know. Everybody else I've helped out. Okay, so then, so I didn't get the message, right? So my daughter has to be picked up from school every single day.
Okay.
I don't know. She insists on not riding the bus. I don't understand it because I did find out the other day that the bus actually lets off less than a block from where we live.
And your daughter won't ride it?
Yeah, she tells me she won't ride the bus because,
oh, no.
Because she doesn't want to walk and it's so far and all this stuff. So the other day I was out barbecue, I was out grilling and I see this bus pull up. I'm like, what bus is that? And I look, and it's the bus that would bring my daughter home from school.
Oh.
Yeah. So, literally, less than half a block from where we live is where her bus would be let off.
Yeah.
So she's totally fooling us on the, oh, it's too far to walk, Daddy.
Yeah, I think somebody needs to start walking her ass out to the bus stop. I
understand part of it because when I pick her up, she's home by 3. The bus doesn't let off till like 3:25.
Oh God, she's gonna miss so much. So, Dora the Explorer.
Yeah, I think she loses 25 minutes taking the bus.
Oh God,
but
I got news
for her. She will be taking. At some point, she will be taking the bus. Okay, because I'm not getting. This is ridiculous.
Yeah, these lifts can't go on for long enough.
Yeah, so, she's old enough, and gas is too expensive.
Exactly, the gas costs too much. So, but the school's only literally 2 minutes away from here. So. All right.
Why doesn't she just walk to the
because
school?
Because the highway's in between here and the school.
Oh.
So you got to actually cross the highway to go. So anyway, my mother has to. While my mother was borrowing my car, she said, "Well, I need your car." I said, "Listen, if you're gonna have my car, all I ask is that you pick up Bella from school every day." So she says she's gonna pick her up, right? So, she has picked her up. But today, as soon as her car was done, she wants me to take her to go get her car and take her home because she needs to sleep. She's tired. And then I can go get my daughter. Meanwhile, you know, I'm working. I didn't get the message and all this stuff. So she finally calls me again. And I'm getting ready to get in the shower because I was going to get a shower before I did the show today. And I wanted to get clean before my kid came home and everything. So I'm getting ready to get in the shower. She calls and starts yelling at me for not picking up the phone earlier. And I'm like, yeah, you know what? My phone was charging and I was busy. I was designing web pages, so I don't have the phone on when I'm doing that. So she's complaining because I didn't pick up the phone, right?
Uh-huh.
And anyway, she calls me and then says, "You need to be ready because as soon as I bring your child home, which you should have picked up, you need to take me to get my car." And I go, "You need to figure out whose car you're using." "Well, I won't have to use it after today." What an ungrateful human being this is.
You can't please everyone.
So, basically, she comes over to my house, pulls into my park, won't even walk into the house. Okay, she's in the parking lot, all right?
Tell me she didn't honk the horn.
Yeah, no, she sends my daughter in to get me.
You know what? I'm okay with that. I hate people when they pull up and they just lay on the horn. Whack, whack, whack. I'm like, Jesus, get your lazy ass out of your car. Ring
and
my doorbell.
Ring the doorbell. Will it kill you? So I walk outside, you know. She's laying in my passenger seat. Okay. With the car door.
She's so tired.
With the car door open because she's so exhausted. So, Oh, I can hardly keep my eyes open. I'm so tired. So, anyway, I walk out, and I go to get in the driver's seat. Well, this it looks like a midgets have been driving my car.
Oompa Loompas.
Yeah, this, it's horrible. The seat's all raised, and it's as high, as far up as it can go. I'm almost 6 foot tall. I'm morbidly obese. The seat has to be all the way back, reclined, lowered. You know what I mean? It's, mm-hmm. And I'm like, seriously? You couldn't take the 2 seconds? You couldn't take the 20 seconds to put the seat back? Seriously?
I was tired, Ray.
So then I get in the car, and she starts basically bitching at me. Okay?
You need to get me. I need to get my car. Blah, 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 blah.
So I'm just about to drop her off at the place where she got her car. Okay? Her beloved car is fixed.
Mm-hmm.
And then she tells me, you need to pick me up from work tomorrow. I'm like, what? I know what I said. I said, I go, oh, thank God I got my car back.
You need to pick me up from work tomorrow.
Not asking, but telling. And
by the way, let me also point out, my car's out of gas, okay?
Of course
When I gave it, it was full. It is now empty. Now, sounds I have said right. this many times on this show. If I didn't have to pick up my daughter, I would never have to leave my house.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like it to where I could never leave my house. I really... My goal is to get it that way, to where I never have to leave, except to go to the movies.
Right, you'll end up with a sponge on a stick yeah. and getting cut out of your
well,
own
no,
house.
Well, no. I like to go out and walk and stuff like that. I'm just saying that because I live
drive
right
anywhere.
We live right next to the park. Yeah, we live. I mean, we live right next to the park. I walk to the. Okay. We walk to the park every day. Yeah, no. I've actually lost weight moving in to where I live now. I like walking. I don't. I'd rather like the gorilla says. I don't want to drive.
I'm sure you'll find it somewhere, right?
So anyway. So she says, you got to pick me up from work tomorrow. I'm like, what? She says, I need to be picked up from work. So tomorrow, I'm gonna have to go drive all the way into Springfield, all right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to have to put gas in the car. Then I'm going to have to drive all the way into Springfield, pick her up.
Well, how's she getting there?
My brother is going to drop her off.
Why doesn't she just drive her fixed car?
Because my brother will be driving it. Are you kidding? Now he's got a car that he can use. Are you
huge, right? Yeah, because his brakes are all messed up.
He's ecstatic about it.
You should start a car rental business, right?
No kidding.
You got to be kidding me.
Charge him $20 a day.
So now I'm going to put gas in my car. I'm going to have to pick her up from work and bring her home. And then when I bring her, then she's going to bitch at the whole... Get me home. I'm so tired. So she'll... You know what? So I've decided I'm going to record part of the conversation on the way home.
That's great.
And play it on the show. She's unbelievable. That's unbelievable, this woman. So that's what I had to deal with today. Anyway, it is Chubby Ray Live. Let me welcome... We are... We're syndicating now on Rocktown Radio, which is kind of cool, right?
Yeah.
Hello, people.
Rocktown Radio has run a syndicam for a long time, and we are now running on their feed, which is very cool. So hello, people of Rocktown Radio.
Hello! We were going to syndicate our show on here, too, and Wolf was going to come listen to the show. He showed up like 20 minutes before he was supposed to go off air. And, you know, our show is kind of like an acquired taste, you know?
Yes. You're
Not everybody can listen to it.
Now, you're talking about The Jungle.
I am.
Okay, Gorilla is another show that he does. It's just filled with...
Filth.
Filth music.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's filthy and raunchy, and we swear, and
yeah, it's
we cuss.
Horrible.
And
horrible show. No, I like
disgusting.
Good old Gorilla. He's got the N-word on all the rap songs.
That's right.
Yep. Faux shizzle.
How do you want it? How do you need
I'm
it?
I'm serious. Every song has like the F word on it in Gorillaz.
That's
either
right.
has the F word or black people or black people singing the N word.
You know, if we play like a clean song, we just break in the middle of it and we start swearing.
Right. Because
you, we can't have that.
Because every song, in your eyes, every song should be filthy.
Imagine, that's how he rolls.
That's right.
Because that's how Gorilla... That's how he rolls.
Uh-huh.
So, I want to say welcome to them. Also, hey, you know, we also created the Chubby Ray Live page on Facebook. Did you notice I separated my own, the Ray Lytle page from the Chubby Ray? I actually created the Chubby Ray page. Because my personal page got like over 1,000 people on it, and it seemed like all I was doing was putting up stuff for the show all the time.
Yeah, and all you're ever doing was fighting with Cowboy Troy.
So what I wanted to do was I'm like, well, let's separate it, and that way I can put all the... Because we're now starting to do old clips and, you know, links to podcasts and links to this and that. Just all this stuff, it could be on its own page. So if you're on Facebook, look up Chubby Ray, ChubbyRayLive, Chubby Ray Live on Facebook. Join the group, please. Join the group for Chubby Ray Live. So
I'm going to put up the suggestion on your page to change the name of the show to the Half Ton of Fun Show.
No, I'm not going to change the name of the show.
Well, why not?
Because
we're somewhere new, we might as well change it.
Do you know how long it's taken me? First off, let me talk about the origin of Chubby Ray. The show was always, it was Ray Lytle's Morning Disaster for years and years. And then when, for some reason, when my contract ended, even though I own MorningDisaster.com, it was taken from me because the station housed it on the server, so they sort of kept the name.
Ooh.
But I was smart enough while I was still there I was going to get RayLytle.com, right?
Yeah.
Except one of my competitors had bought RayLytle.com after I didn't buy it. Reason I didn't buy it is I just did my own individual little research, okay, that showed me that no one knew how to spell Lytle.
L-I-T-T-L-E.
Yeah, no one knew how to spell it. They spelled it L-I-T-T-L-E or L-I-T-L-E or L-I-G-H-T-L-E. Or L-I-D-L-E, or L-I-D-D-L-E, L-I-D-L-L-E, instead of L-Y-T-L-E. To me, it's very easy to spell, but it's always been my last name. So no one knew how to spell it. The other one was L-I-O-N-E-L, Lionel.
Lionel Richie.
I never understand how people get Lionel out of Lytle. So what I ended up doing was I created ChubbyRay.com because I figured that's easy enough for people to remember.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I came up with the ChubbyRay.com name, you know. So that way everybody will remember it and it's easier to get to. And so that's how I got it going, you know, so it would be a name that people would remember.
Well, to just go back to the group for a second, out of all the pictures you could have chosen, you chose one of the best ones for me, I think.
Yeah, so I put up a picture of Gully, and I put up a picture of Gorilla.
Wait, how did you get a picture of me?
I just swiped it off your Facebook.
There's like one picture.
It's the one I swiped, I guess.
The picture's horrible. Are you stealing my pictures now?
Yes, yeah. Me and the pedophiles that I keep seeing about on Facebook that don't join the group because pedophiles. And by the way, in the chain email, the word pedophiles is spelled incorrectly.
You know, Joe started that page.
Pedophiles has an O in it. I just want to point that out to people. Also, on the Chubby Ray Live Facebook page, there's classic Ray Lytle clips. Today's is from 2004. It's a great Jim the Photographer clip. It's just got some great Jimmy stuff. Where there's Sean reads an actual news story where the guy who they're describing, who's some type of child predator, it, actually Jimmy meets the description.
Oops.
And Mikey does his usual teasing Jim about acting like he didn't know Jim was married. If you get a chance, listen to it. It's a few minutes long. It's on Chubby Ray Live. It's from 2004. I think you'll like it. All right. So a lot has been happening on this show. Gorilla, you missed Friday.
I did. I heard I had some hate mail coming.
Oh, my God.
It's good to know people love you.
Oh, my God.
I'm all excited about that, actually.
I actually grabbed some of the... I took some of the letters and I highlighted and copied and pasted bits and pieces over to a thing I was going to read, and then you weren't here. I forgot you weren't here on Friday. And
yeah, I won't be here tomorrow either.
I had some of that. I'll read some of that here in a little bit if you'd like to hear it.
Oh, yeah.
But I did say on Friday that I hope you heard the end of the show where I said, listen, don't be hard on him, you know.
No, no. I want to hear it. I will defend myself.
Please don't. You know, because I'll tell you what. The one thing that definitely, definitely reared its head is how much people hate when you start, when you start in. That's the
when
one.
I start in.
Yes, that's the because that brings that makes me start in. That's the one thing, and this is from Facebook, this is from my email, this is everybody, is how much they dislike when you start.
He likes to poke you with the stick.
Yeah.
That was, by the way, that was great Thursday. Gully was just dying.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, watch this, I'm going to make no sense. And then I say something, and you're
I
like,
did, and I did say
that
on Friday.
What does that have to do with anything?
I did say that on Friday. I'm like, listen, Gorilla was, there's a lot of it was yanking my chain. I don't think he believes everything that he said.
I believe some of
I'd
it.
I'd like to think that he didn't believe.
Part truth.
I do have a copy and paste the thing.
It's his part truth.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. You got people so angry. Good. Really was unbelievable.
Good.
Let me get to some of them. Vanilla Gorilla can't possibly feel that poor people need to pay more taxes and the wealthy should
pay less. No. I don't believe that poor people need to pay more taxes. I believe poor people need to pay some taxes.
You know, let me ask you something, Gorilla. Some guy that makes $12,000 a year, what the hell difference is his taxes going to make?
Well, yeah, but
I had this conversation with Steve earlier. I had this conversation with Steve earlier. I said, you know, you freaking...
There's not just one guy making $12,000. There's a whole bunch of guys.
Come on. Do you know how many millions of people making $12,000 a year to equal just one billionaire?
That's not the point.
Just 1% of a billionaire.
That's not even the point. Even if they only paid...
No. I had this argument with Steve earlier.
I was arguing with Steve.
I said, Steve, so you Republicans are so caught up in wanting poor people to pay. So seriously, how much of the difference is somebody who makes $12,000 a year going to bring to the economy?
It doesn't matter. Just pay something.
Let me take a phone call really quick before I get into this. Hi, you're on Chubby Ray Live. Hello. Hello, and goodbye. All right. This is
Tom.
I'm
nice
like, how many, really, how many millions of poor people?
I don't care how many people, how many millions of poor people. I'm just, I'm tired of being one of the half that pays for the other half.
It's ridiculous.
And I'm not saying that to be
What are you paying? The other half don't have any. The other half don't have anything. Quit. Let me. You Republicans, stop patting yourselves on the back for helping out the have-nots because they don't have anything. Stop patting yourself on the back with everything you give to the poor people. Do you know poor people don't have anything?
Can I just make a quick call?
They have got nothing. Stop patting yourself on the back.
Here we go again.
Yeah, caller, go ahead. You're on.
There's no caller. Oh.
Hello?
Caller.
Yeah. All right. Some girl gets on and laughs and hangs up.
Laughs and then goes on their way.
Let me get to this letter. So I guess, in order to get back to the letter, I guess you did sort of say that they should pay more when, you know.
Well, more than zero is something.
I mean, in the letter writer's defense, they are right.
Okay, yes. I don't think they should have to pay, like, out the wazoo. You're making $12,000. I don't think you should pay $6,000 in taxes, but pay something.
They pay.
Make a contribution to your society.
Vanilla Gorilla can't possibly feel that poor people need to pay more taxes and that wealthy should pay less. And not safe for work, people. What a typical piece of shit Republican zombie. People don't realize that over the last dozen years, there has become a difference between being a true conservative and a Republican. Conservatives care about this country and the people in it, and feel that the strength of the people and the will of the people, along with fair laws overseen by the states, make for the best country. Republicans,
I absolutely believe that.
Republicans believe in Republicans. And they believe in getting elected and reelected, and they are willing to sell their soul if the price is right. I quote Bruce Bartlett, who's a conservative author and an authority on economics. I have no idea who Bruce Bartlett is. And here's the quote. It's in quotation marks. It may come as a surprise to some people that once upon a time in the not-too-distant past, Republicans actually cared enough about budget deficits that they thought raising taxes was necessary to bring them down. Today, Republicans believe the deficits are nothing more than something to ignore when they are in power and something to bludgeon Democrats with when they are out of power. Oh, that's actually a pretty good quote.
Bruce Buffett.
I don't know who Bruce Bartlett is, but that's actually a very good quote. That's a very good.
That is true.
I mean, that is kind of true. Bush didn't give a shit about the deficit in the last 10 years. Now all of a sudden he's out of office and everybody cares about it.
That's not necessarily true though either. I mean, there are a lot of conservatives and Republicans who are complaining about the bank bailouts and how much we were spending in Iraq.
But they voted for him in 2008.
Everybody voted for Iraq. Everybody voted for the TARP.
Well, of course.
It's not. It's because they wanted to get reelected.
The Democrats have never complained about spending money. I think we can agree on that. A gorilla is just another fool who gets all his political ideals from shock jock blowhards like Rush Limbaugh, who do nothing but react and never really offer solutions based on realism, and instead secretly hope that the liberals continue to run things so they can remain relevant to their zombie-led followers by having something to bitch about.
All right. Now, I believe that the tax system is reversed from the way it should be. I believe you should pay more local taxes, less federal taxes.
Here's another one. VG is an ass.
Oh, there's a way to start. Way to prove your point there, whomever this is.
I'm not going to say who this is, but you do. I think you. I know you know who this is.
Yes, I know pretty much everybody in that.
You probably do. VG is an ass. Didn't we try lowering taxes for the rich people and big businesses all throughout the Bush era? All that got us was the collapse of the economy in 2008 before Obama took office. I might not be college educated, but I am smart enough to remember that all this stuff happened during the Bush administration.
Well, let's not forget that it started in the Clinton administration at the very end of it.
How did it start?
When the tech bubble started to burst, and then they tried to stop it up.
Wait a minute. You can't have it both ways. You can't have it both ways. All right, listen.
All right.
You can't say this started in the Clinton era and then say that we were great through the 2000s.
No. I'm not saying that at all. Have I ever said that I was a Bush supporter? I never voted for Bush. Not a Bush supporter.
So you're saying that the economy has been crap since 1999.
I'm saying it's been on its way to collapse. Probably even earlier than the 90s.
Listen, Clinton.
It's on its way.
Clinton played under the rules of PAYGO. Let's make this clear, all right? I want to make this clear. This is an undeniable fact. Bill Clinton played under the rules of pay as you go, which meant you could not spend a dime of money on any government program that wasn't accounted for and money coming in. That's why Clinton, everybody praises Bill Clinton for balancing the budget. You know, there was no, when he left, there wasn't a deficit. We actually had a surplus. And everybody praises him for it. Don't be so quick to praise him for it. There actually was a law in place that that Reagan and the first Bush worked on called PAYGO. Right. That actually, by law, Bill Clinton had to do what he did. Now, I'm not saying he wouldn't have done it if the law didn't exist. Okay. Because maybe if the law didn't exist, he would have done it too. But I'm saying that Bill Clinton was mandated by a law called pay-as-you-go, nicknamed PAYGO, that said he had to have a balanced budget. That's how we ended up with a surplus instead of a deficit. Now, what happened to pay-as-you-go? Aha! George Bush and Dick Cheney got rid of it in a Homeland Security bill, I might add.
Right.
They abolished it. And that's how we ended up with a $1.8 trillion deficit when Bush left office. So, and Obama right now is playing under no pay-as-you-go. However, in the State of the Union, he said, We need, you guys remember this, we need to bring back Paygo. He never explained what Paygo was. What pay-as-you-go is he's saying we need to bring it back, which, by the way, we need to bring it back. I'm not so sure if bringing it back right now is the answer, because we're in such a rut right now. Bringing it back is going to, it would kill a lot of things, like his own stimulus plan. And it would cause taxes to be increased to astounding numbers. So we might want to wait a year or two to bring it back, but he is talking about bringing it back so we can balance the budget at some point. All right. So that's what pay-as-you-go means. And that's,
my guess is that he'll bring it back right before he leaves office.
But he can't. He can't. He brought it up bringing back, and the Republicans won't go for it. So the same people that are bitching about the spending and the deficit, they won't hear it. They won't hear it because they know it's going to mean tax increases. You know, I mean, this is one of the reasons that I think Reagan and the first Bush were pretty brave guys. They knew it was going to kill it. They knew by creating pay-as-you-go that it would cost Bush a second term. They knew it. Remember? No new taxes. And as soon as they instituted PAYGO, he had no choice. He had to raise taxes. Even Reagan admitted in his writings that he had a whole thing where he was going to lower taxes and then decrease spending. Even he admitted that when he raised that the reason he had to raise taxes is because no matter how hard he tried, he never could decrease spending. It's hard to decrease spending in the government. Okay, let me get to the last letter.
Yeah, yeah.
Or the last piece of it.
Now, were there any emails, praising me?
No, I swear to God, there were none. There were none.
You'll be lucky.
There were none. A gorilla, people were really upset. I've actually just taken bits and pieces. I don't even have the whole email. Or I'm not even reading the entire emails. For starters, some of the people... Some of the misspellings were bad, and some people were pretty misinformed, so I'm not going to read those. But I'm trying to get the ones that – these are ones that I knew would lead to good conversation. Ray, I love your show, but it becomes unfunny whenever that loudmouth vanilla gorilla starts spewing his hate for poor people. It's okay to have opposing views. I have seen listeners like Randy in the chat room. I saw P-Boy, a.k.a. Sutton, on your Facebook page. I don't know if everybody knows who that is. And I have seen them disagree with you on some points and yet agree on others. I personally don't agree with you. I personally don't agree with you a lot of the time. But I never, ever agree with Vanilla Gorilla. He is an expert at talking out of both sides of his mouth and his ass whenever he speaks politics. He should just go ahead and have an affair with Glenn Beck since he's so into having affairs. Okay, well, that's a cheap shot.
Apparently it is.
That's a cheap shot. And secondly, you're the Rush Limbaugh fan, right? You're not the big Glenn Beck fan, right?
No, Beck is by far my favorite.
I guess they are right.
I don't even listen to Limbaugh. I've never listened to Hannity. And Levin, his voice just grates in my ears.
So Beck is your savior. Good Lord, that's loud. Caller, hello. What is that?
So that was us repeated, and yeah. that's a great call. Well done. Thanks for calling
Please,
in.
Please, if you're going to call, say something. So I don't know how it's possible to speak out of both sides of your ass. I've seen gorillas.
I've seen
gorilla's ass, and it's just one big ass. There really doesn't have two sides to it. It's just
You've
one,
seen his ass?
Yeah.
Is that what you just said?
Well, yeah. I've seen gorilla in person many times. He's just got one big ass. It's not like he's got two of them.
So you've seen
my
seen
ass actually isn't all that big. I really have no ass.
It's just an ass.
I mean, I can stand up and put it in the camera for people. I'm wearing boxers.
Oh, we really don't want to see that.
No one wants to see your chocolate starfish.
All right, so yeah, and then of course, I got some on Facebook too that I can. Ray, isn't Gorilla a government employee? Do you think he's a horrible employee for the? Do you think he's a horrible employee for the government and justifies it by saying that government does horrible work? I would like to refuse to pay the taxes that go towards his salary. I also have a theory that Vanilla Gorilla is secretly a communist. He wants to take away all help for poor people.
Communist.
So they will rise up and take down the leaders of industry. It reminds me of an old Saturday Night Live bit Senator Al Franken did back in the 70s. He and some other cast members decided that society was not falling apart fast enough for the communist revolution, so they made a made-for-TV porn. It featured some extreme scenes of back rubbing. Yes, that's right. Vanilla Gorilla reminds me of Harvard fellow Senator Al Franken.
Yeah.
So there you go, Gorilla.
Al Franken is my idol.
Remind him of Al Franken.
So to summarize, you're an arse and you're a communist.
Yes. A lot of people.
Well, apparently I'm a communist and anarchist, and I mean somebody's eventually going to get it right, I suppose. But
nobody said you were an anarchist. Did someone say you were an anarchist?
No, I'm sure they're going to imply.
Ray, you missed something in the lead up to Vanilla Gorilla's admission that he got treated like a Westminster fire hydrant. When Gorilla was trying to get you to say you would let Deidre let loose on you, he gave the reason he was micturated upon. At 1 hour, 12 minutes, and 18 seconds, he says, "Well, I'm saying maybe it's like a revenge thing. You did something to piss her off. I have to admit I have given Gorilla a lot of crap for his failed marriage. I now have a newfound respect for the man. He was willing to let his wife expel the contents of her bladder upon him to save his marriage." I know I've read that one before, but I just really like that letter.
It was not my wife that did that. For the second time.
I do like that letter.
All right. It was not my wife for the second time, and, things happen in the heat of the moment.
Yep.
Two-faced, arsed, pissy-faced communist. That's what I've learned today.
Oh, well, so there you go. There you go, Gorilla. That's just some of the hate mail.
People are going to hate me, that's all right.
Yeah. Well, just watch it. But I did point out on Friday, some of it you were trying to get me to go, because you could tell I was upset.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that was great.
You don't really think that we should just let poor people die.
I have to admit, I found some pleasure in it as well.
Yeah, but
Billy and I were talking back and forth on our private Skype.
He doesn't want poor people to die. He, you know.
They can live.
Yeah. He just wants wealthy people to get more wealthy, I guess. I don't know.
That's right.
If anybody wants to call, the phone number is 217-883-4667. 217-883-4667.
And the great thing is we got a huge audience now from Rocktown, and they can all hate me too.
Yeah.
People
from Rocktown, feel free to hate Gorilla. Everyone hates Gorilla. You should too.
It's the first rule of listening. You have to hate him.
Yeah. Everyone
He's got a ginger beard.
Everyone is more than welcome to hate Vanilla Gorilla. By the way, I know what was in another letter. And I actually saw it. I saw it. Okay. Somebody said, I'd have to bring up my Hotmail. Somebody said they saw the movie The Bounty Hunter with Jennifer Aniston, and they said Vanilla Gorilla is in The Bounty Hunter.
I am?
Yes, and I didn't get it, okay? I didn't get the joke until I saw the movie, and I'll be damned, the guy in the movie looks exactly like Vanilla Gorilla.
Really?
Yes.
So I look like a guy in The Bounty Hunter and Tazewell Lomax.
I'm not sure. Who's Tazewell? Who's Tazewell Lomax?
He's the guy that got the, in Ohio, that got the realtors to go to the house, and then he raped him.
Oh, that's right, the rapist. Yeah, I forgot. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Vanilla Gorilla looks like there's this fat guy in the beginning of The Bounty Hunter. Gorilla looks exactly like him.
What's the name of the movie? Oh, hold on. I'm going to have to watch
it. It's called The Bounty Hunter.
With Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Sounds like a great movie.
I got a review copy, but I didn't even review it. It was so horrible. I figured why.
Why put yourself through the pain?
Well, why put them through it? You know. Usually, if I get a review movie, and it's bad, I just don't do the review. If it's good, I do it.
You have to give them back when you get them.
Supposed to.
So can you just throw it in the bin?
No. You're not supposed to.
Yeah, but you should.
I do.
Jennifer Aniston, come on.
They forget.
Yeah, that's good.
You look just like the guy. You look just like him.
Well,
it really is something.
I'm looking for a new career, perhaps either, Jennifer Aniston movies or porn. I mean, What are we going to do?
Somebody wants to know if I reviewed Shutter Island. No.
It was crap.
No.
It was
it's not Shutter Island. It's Shutter's Island. I think that's a porn.
Oh. No, I didn't review.
That's a voyeuristic porn.
I didn't review Shutter Island.
Shutter Island.
Just take away the U and replace that with the letter I, and that's the movie.
It's the Hot Carl movie, Shutter's Island. Do you know about that?
Yeah.
Oh, good Lord.
So, I have a, I have part of a not-so-true fact segment to get to, but I had it halfway written. I was almost done with it, and then I started messing with the codes for the page, you know.
Don't cross the streams, right?
Yeah. Because, you know, we were switching to, you know, the Rocktown thing and chat rooms, and so I was having to, you know, put one code in, another one, and blah, blah, blah. And it got me all, I got all hooked up on that and couldn't finish my script, so I'm not happy about that.
Remember when you were doing, Breaking Curfew? And I came on there and I showed you those things you can't unsee. I saw a new one I wanted to send to you.
Oh, please don't. Please don't.
You'll like it.
No, I still have nightmares from some things from links that you have given me.
Well, remember that girl from Total Recall?
What girl from Total Recall?
The one with the three boobs.
Yeah, the three boobs. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I saw one with a girl that actually, it wasn't like paper mache. It was really three boobs.
Wow.
I saw a girl.
Send me that.
I saw a girl with two
three nipples, like three boobs.
I saw a girl with two asses.
Two asses? What do you have two asses?
I don't know. Funky? I think it was it had to be Photoshopped.
Are they both functioning?
I don't know. I don't know if they're functioning.
Well, it's just something that I thought of.
I don't know what it was. Something was going on.
Which ones are you talking about?
I also saw a thing today that if you have sex with, if you are impregnated, or if you have a child with someone that has six fingers, there's like an 88% chance that your child will also have six fingers.
So is that like this, like three on each hand, or what?
No, like six, like 12, you know.
Oh, 12.
Anything more than 10 digits.
All right.
Oh, do you know what I saw
like that
today?
Pitcher, you know that pitcher, Antonio Alfonseca? Are you familiar with him? He pitched for the Cubs for a couple years. He's also pitched with Florida, pitched with Philadelphia. He pitched with a lot of teams.
He's got six fingers?
Yeah, he's got six fingers on his hands. So when he throws the baseball, he's got like an extra pinky. I don't know how to describe his hands.
I saw
He'll
this.
Grip, when he grips the baseball, he does this one thing where he grips it and actually curls the the sixth finger under it. It's very bizarre.
You think he had to have his glove specially made?
I don't know. You know, that's a very good question.
Well, talking of like weird messed up hands, I went into a phone shop today just having a little look whilst my sister bought some kids' toys, and this guy, seriously, he had like a little arm, like a kangaroo, and a normal sized arm, and he had his shirt tailored so the little arm would fit in it, and he was trying to type on the computer and scan the item in with his hands, and it just so happens that it was me who was next in line to go to said kangaroo man before. Seriously, it was horrible. I couldn't look at his face. I kept looking at his weird dangly arm.
What's
it was like a baby arm.
What's the strangest deformity that you've seen someone have?
I think it was that.
I have no idea.
I'd hate to have extra fingers. I would. It'd make my penis look even smaller when I'm touching it.
You know, the man with two penises. We've seen the man with two penises.
Yeah, we did see that. It was very disturbing. I thought they were fake, though.
Nah, it's real.
I still think it's fake.
Real.
What's the weirdest deformity you've ever seen?
I've seen like pictures like on I don't even remember where I saw them, but like guys with elephantitis of the balls. And they're like, they're hanging on to their knees.
You know, I saw, you know BDP?
Yeah.
He's got those webbed toes.
Oh. Yeah.
That's kind of weird.
Is he a lizard?
He's not a lizard.
He's got giant webbed toes.
He's part Labrador.
Ah.
Like, too many of his toes, his toes are like, so many of his toes are like fused together. It's very weird.
I've seen people with webbed hands before.
Really? I've never seen that.
Yeah.
That's horrible.
Well, it makes them better swimmers.
Makes them look like freaks.
It's not a joke.
I'm pretty sure the BDP would just still sink, to be honest with you. I think we still see some sinkage.
Well, he's just kind of looking like a lead weight.
Yeah. I want to. What about you always hear about the Siamese twins? Has anybody ever actually seen the Siamese twins in real life?
I have.
I saw some. There was a thing on TV where they had some that were like these women were like in their 30s or something.
It's not actually as weird to see them until they start moving.
So when they're sitting down. Where did you see Siamese twins at?
I saw when I lived in Ohio. I saw some in a bar. It's not like I said. They were sitting down though, and you didn't. I mean, they were. You could tell.
How were they connected?
Just at the hip.
Could you imagine getting drunk because you're. Your Siamese twins drinking. Oh, dude, I don't want to be drunk again. You son of a bitch. You're throwing up. Could you imagine if you're connected to the stomach and you're the one that throws up every time your brother gets drunk?
You know, I do that on purpose just to piss my brother
off. If, like, with my luck, I'd be a Siamese twin and all the good stuff would happen to the brother and, like, all the bad things would happen to me. Like, he would eat horribly spicy, fattening food. I'd be the one that would get the runs. He would get totally hammered. I'd be the one that would vomit and wake up with a hangover.
So he'd eat the curry and
Carl.
Yeah.
So he'd eat the curry and you get the ring sting.
That's what I'm saying. All the good stuff would happen to him. All the bad. That would be my luck.
Yep. Unlucky. Japanese flag ring.
Maybe like going to the Den Chili parlor, ordering the firebrand. You're like, no. Not again.
He'd hook up with like an ugly skank. I'd get the rash. You know what I mean? Like he ends up getting, you know, laid, and I'd end up with a venereal disease. That's you know, right. I'd go to the bathroom and burn. Oh, damn it, burns! Come on. Gotta be my luck. I'd be the unluckiest. I'd be the unlucky Siamese twin.
He'd get the sex, but you'd come without the feeling.
What did I see?
Did
Howard Stern interview? Was it Howard that interviewed Siamese twins once? Didn't someone have Siamese twins on a radio show or something? And they talked about like they had different boyfriends or something. Right? I think so. Do you remember
vaguely. This? Something vaguely.
There
like
was
that.
Something. Yeah, there was some kind of. I remember seeing that they were singing or something.
Wow.
I think it was on. Remember when Howard Stern had a show on the E Network? Gorilla, do you remember this?
I remember when he had it on there, but I never watched it. I'm not a big Howard Stern fan.
But I mean, you never saw the Siamese twins.
No, there is one plus point, though. Every time you got to have sex with one of them, it would be a threesome.
Well, no, but the other... But I think that was the whole thing. Maybe it... What the hell? Maybe it was... I can't remember. I thought I heard in a radio interview with some, and I think it was Howard. It might have been... Who knows? Maybe it was Steve Dahl of Chicago or something. I can't remember. But the whole thing was they were... Yeah, that was it. They were talking about how one got a boyfriend, but they both have to be on the date or something.
Well, here's the thing. What if they were playing baseball? What if there were Siamese twins playing baseball?
They can't play baseball. Come on.
Well, I'm just saying. Some things they cannot do.
Do
they get two runs when they cross the plate?
No. Yeah. Do they count as two? That's very good.
The Cubs need them.
No,
but
like
I think the girls I'm thinking about were like connected at the head or something.
Character, that would suck.
I know, and they were like
permanent, like this the whole, your
yeah, they permanently
life, right?
Lived with their head turned.
Good.
I saw them. I can't remember where that was. I'm almost positive it was on Stern, because I don't see them being. I mean, they're just too freaky to be on like regular television. It freaks people out, right?
Network.
It would freak people out. It would have to be on Stern or something like that. What? No, I mean, Conan O'Brien's not going to have them on.
Maybe they'll be on America's Got Talent.
They'd scare people. Yeah, Blue Borg in the chat room is saying it was Howard Stern.
Said it was. No,
he's actually got a date. Is that the date of it?
Yeah, May 31st.
May 30th. How the hell did he find the date?
They couldn't have him on.
What the hell? Really? Seriously? He was able to find a date?
Maybe he's got photographic memory.
Oh, he's at Google, all right.
Google is photographic memory for most people.
Yes.
Yes. Who needs memories when you have Google?
That's awesome.
Well, seriously, though, if you put them on TV, you'd have to raise the DEFCON level because that sounds freaky.
But I think that's why most people... I mean, all right. If you had Siamese twins...
Mm-hmm.
Would you want to get them fixed, yes or no?
Oh, yes.
Wait, what do you mean
I'm not
fixed?
Separated.
Oh.
Separated.
Sliced.
Yeah, just give me a mallet or something. I'll get them apart. Hatchet or something.
You'd have to separate them, right? You'd have to separate them, right?
How does that... I want to know, like, I assume they have to do a cesarean for that. They can't have them both coming out
yeah,
once.
Yeah, I mean, right?
I mean... It would, at that point, it would be big enough to put Gully's head in.
Oh, it'd be, could you imagine the trauma to the vagine if you wanted, oh, they came.
I don't want to put my head there. Never mind the trauma to the vagine.
Ugh. There's not an episiotomy you can cut big enough to get them out.
Get lost.
Ugh.
Be like a face hugger off Alien.
Yeah, it'd have to be a C-section.
Or the Predator?
I don't know, man. I'd have to.
The Predator? What the hell is that?
I definitely would have to. You definitely have to get them separated.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
I don't know.
Gorilla, you don't know?
I think you've got to let them grow up to decide what they want to do.
Oh, no. It's not like religion.
Yeah, it is.
Like, I've always decided that my daughter, when she was old enough to make her choice, then she can decide what she wants to do with religion. Okay.
What if she wants to be Satanist? You going to let her do that?
Well, my wife grew up Catholic, and I grew up a Christian, so we're, you know what I mean? We're different. So I wanted Bella to make the decision when she got old enough to look at both of them.
What if she wants to be Satanist?
What? That's up to her. I'm sure she would not, but it's up to her.
Well, when you separate them, they're going to be like 90% plastic anyway, aren't they? Because they'll need new ears and stuff.
But I mean, but that's what I'm talking about. I let her make that decision. There's no way in hell I'd let my kid make the decision of whether or not to be separated.
Why?
Because you got to do that. You got to separate them.
Says who? I mean, apparently some people are okay with it.
You got to keep them separated.
You ever see that movie Stuck on You?
Oh, that movie was that wasn't a documentary. You realize that was a comedy. All right.
Oh, that was true life.
It was a comedy. It wasn't meant to be a documentary.
Well, but I mean, I'm sure it was based upon something.
I'm sure it was based upon
people
nothing.
People write about things they know. You know,
movie Stuck on You. Yeah, it was written by conjoined twins.
Yeah,
that's who wrote the movie.
The big in Jewish conjoined twins are big in Hollywood, don't you know?
So, in the chat room, Aaron's saying some can't be separated because one of them may have the vital organs, and if you separate them, you kill one or both. Like you got to separate them.
Yeah, die.
You gotta do it.
Let the ugly one die.
especially if they're poor.
Thank God you're
the one with two ears.
Thank God your parents didn't think that way, Gully.
I was dropped on my head. There's nothing they could do. The damage was done after. I'm being serious. I talked about me being dropped on my head.
Listen, I look at the size of your head. I just feel sorry for your mother. How that came out of there is unbelievable.
Cesarean, right?
Like a watermelon head.
Water retention.
It's like a watermelon with a nose.
I'm very touchy about it, right?
We'll paint his head green. We'll find out if it's true. Have you seen those Have you seen in Japan they're making like the square watermelons?
Really?
It's easier to pack.
Yeah, it's easier to put in your refrigerator too.
What's wrong with these people?
They grow them in like square boxes and they come out square. So it's actually pretty cool.
So Japan's big contributions to society are underwear vending machines and a square watermelon
and sushi.
Thank you, Japan.
Well done.
Thank you, Japan. No one will know. No one will ever figure out why you were bombed. We apologize. Ooh,
that's the reason they're making it.
That wasn't the result of the bombing, was it? Ooh, because if that's the case, sorry.
Damn. Well, that's nuclear for you.
Crap. Ooh. Apologize.
No one. So they're getting rid of all of the bombs.
They are. They just signed some kind of nuclear treaty.
No one needs to want square watermelons.
They signed some kind of nuclear treaty. Obama got a bunch of people together. I don't know what it is, but they agreed to, everybody's going to start getting rid of nuclear whatever. They're not getting rid of a bunch of most of them or anything, but they're getting rid of some of them.
Now we only have enough bombs to blow up the world 15 times.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I mean, I guess unless you get rid of all of them, it doesn't make a difference because it only takes a handful of them to blow up everything, right?
It'll be the day after tomorrow.
I don't know. The whole thing is very bizarre. All right, what are we missing? Let me check what's going on in the world because is Larry King getting? Do you want to do the news now?
That's up to you. We still got about 10 minutes.
Is Larry King? Is he getting divorced or not? Did we ever figure?
Who cares?
Did we ever
Does
figure
he even
it out?
Remember who he is and where he is?
Yeah. Right now? No idea.
Does Larry King even remember that he's married?
I don't know. Forget Larry King.
I think he remembers the drool into his bib.
Yeah, I don't know what he's up to. Right, I'll tell you what. Let's go ahead and we'll get some news, all right?
You got my sounder ready?
I do have some sounder ready, yes, absolutely.
Oh, my old sounder back.
I don't have that one off yet. Hold on.
Oh, my God.
I got the one I like, though. Remember, I liked one of them. Here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, time for the news. Here he is, the one and only. Vanilla Gorilla.
Hello, Raymond.
Hello, Gorilla.
We're going to do an update on one of our stories from last week.
Hit me.
The eerie girl who claimed her face was burned by the handheld barcode scanner. Yeah. They have come to some conclusion in that.
They're fake.
The judge threw it out, saying there was lack of evidence.
So they were somehow faking it. Looking to get money.
They said they couldn't prove it.
Somebody was looking for money.
And code scanner.
Yeah.
Powerful stuff, these lasers.
Somebody was
looking
for money.
It's just an LED light. It's not even a laser.
You know white trash, though. They do anything.
It's a quick book.
I heard about some white trash putting
the way,
up.
They're Latino, by the way.
Well, white trash just means, you know. Trash can mean anybody.
The girl's name was Dominica Juliana.
Trust me, there's plenty of trash that come from a Hispanic background as well.
Trailer park trash?
Yes, there's trash everywhere, my friend.
Mm-hmm.
They threw that one out due to lack of evidence. There was no way they could prove that the girl developed Tourette's from a barcode scanner.
Did you see the one I saw? There's a couple years ago about the one, the people they claim that the rat was in the. They said the rat was in like the chicken or something. And the test.
Yeah, I remember that. She cooked it or something.
Yeah, the test showed that they cooked the rat at home, and they used like a totally different. Like it was a KFC or something, and they could prove that the recipe used on the rat was different from the original recipe.
It was Wendy's chili, wasn't it?
Yeah. They cooked it at their house. You're right.
Yeah.
They cooked it in chili at their house, and they brought it in and put it in the Wendy's stuff. And they were able to prove that they actually could. And the people eventually broke down and said, we cooked it at our house and brought it in. We get a quick buck.
Oops. Bet you that smelled nice.
People do anything, man. Anything to get a buck. Oh, well. More power to them, I suppose.
Power to the trash.
What else we got, my friend?
Granite Falls, Washington. The question here is foreplay or foul play? Granite Falls woman killed in shooting. A Granite Falls man was booked in county jail for investigation of first-degree manslaughter after he allegedly fatally shot his girlfriend on Sunday.
Good Lord.
Apparently they were doing some gunplay.
Gunplay? What the hell's gunplay?
That's where it's like role-playing. And apparently they were you know, like playing that mock, oh, I'm going to do this and that to you, you know, force you to do it with the gun. Apparently the gun was loaded.
Oops. So is his name Mr. Samadhi Sam?
You say that they do some kind of sex play where...
Oh, yeah.
Would they act like they're holding you down with a gun or something?
Yeah.
It's going to be a rape one, isn't it?
What the hell? Yeah, I've heard that before, like the rape fantasies.
Yeah.
It's weird.
What in the hell? What kind of sickos? I got to be honest. If I was ever with a woman, since
you don't even
want to
know.
Fantasy about that?
You don't even want to know some of the things that women have wanted me to do to them.
What in the hell? Well, they can look at you and know that you're into it.
Yeah, you well be
somebody
a look
at you me. And, somebody look at me and say, well, he's obviously normal and would not allow such a thing.
Well, I don't like guns to begin with. I believe in the right to own guns. I just don't personally believe in guns.
Right.
So this isn't something I would ever do. But I've done some things that would be considered, here are my on-air quotes again, dangerous.
Good Lord, what's wrong with you? What's wrong with you, Gorilla?
There, you know what? There's not enough time left
such
in this
no
show,
good.
Show.
Why are you up to
so what are we talking about? Asphyxiation in the cupboard?
And what is in the cupboard?
Well, that's like a small room where they tie you up and hang you from your neck.
No.
Oh, you mean the autoerotic asphyxiation?
And yes, not in the cupboard.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Just asking.
How bizarre. A nut
bet you thought about it, though.
No, never really thought about that.
Oh, hey, guys, if you've got a girl in your life that has some kind of rape fantasy, I got advice. Dump her.
Yep.
And you girls, you got a fantasy like that? Keep it to yourself.
I think you'd be surprised at the number of women that actually
keep it to
want
yourself.
Something like that. I just think you'd be surprised.
Kind of sicko. I'd think what kind of sicko.
I think
I was sleeping with some kind of sicko.
Oh,
so have you ever been with anyone who's wanted that?
Wanted what?
You know, the rape fantasy.
Yeah, of course.
Do you want to be raped by a morbidly obese man? What the hell kind of fantasy is that?
Do you know what? It really
seriously, what kind of fantasy is that?
Hey, man, I'm telling you, there are chubby chasers in this world.
I know, no offense, but why would someone want to have a rape fantasy? Why would they want to be suffocated? How many rapists do you think are on the bottom? Seriously, Gorilla, how do you live out the fantasy?
What are you talking about on the bottom?
I'm just saying, how many rapists are on
the... You don't think I get on top?
Well, you're a very large man.
Yeah, that's right.
Without the use of a crane, I don't think so.
My friend. It's
called a
crane.
Momentum.
That's right. You pull back, you push in. It's like, you know what I mean?
I feel sorry. I feel sorry for those girls.
Do you clap when you do it?
No, I don't clap.
Woo, in it goes.
Just saying. Those girls. I guess you got 40 seconds until they stop breathing, so. Right, it doesn't take him long.
Yep.
I don't know. I'm just saying, how do you live why would you have a fat person, why would you have a rape fantasy? How many rapists are on the bottom?
It's because I'm not on the bottom.
I'm going to hold a gun to you. Now climb on top of me. I want my gun pointed at you.
Let's be honest, how many fat rapists do you hear of? Because most of the
Never.
Women can just run away.
Fat people, how do fat people rape? Them. You know, fat rapists are called murderers because the women, they suffocate underneath them.
Yep.
Honest, Your Honor, I wasn't trying to kill her. I was just trying to rape her.
In fact, 9 times out of 10, it wouldn't take you to run away. You could briskly walk away.
Swear to
and
God.
You'd be fine.
I swear to God, Your Honor, I was not trying to do that. Oh, God.
Yep.
Horrible. All right, what else, Gorilla?
Limos repossessed on prom night.
Oh, no!
Jenkins, Oklahoma. Hold on a second. There we go. Prom 2010 will be more memorable for one group of area high school students. When they arrived in their rented limousine, a strange man pushed their driver's side and took off with the vehicle.
That's not that's a shitty prom, boy. That's a good prom story right there.
A group of friends were riding in a limousine from Galveston Limos. They were outside the car when they noticed something odd. There was a strange man getting into the limo who was not the driver because the driver was standing next to them.
They weren't in the... Oh, okay, they weren't in the limo.
No, they just got out of the limo. They were, like, at the school, and the repo man was waiting for them there.
Well, how the hell did they get back?
No.
Oh, that's a horrible story.
I assume they called their parents.
Terrible. Good time for a couple more, my friend. Give me one.
Let's see. Cherry Hill, Pennsylvania.
All right.
Cherry Hill man was charged with sickening his plate at a ballpark after he was arrested for disturbance when he deliberately vomited on the 11-year-old daughter of a police officer.
Oh, for God's sake. Deliberately?
Do I know this guy?
He deliberately vomited upon someone?
Oh, yeah. He, like, stuck his fingers in his mouth and then puked on an 11-year-old girl.
What kind of...
Wait, it gets better, Ray.
Oh, God.
There is your serial puker.
Oh, whoa. He looks lovely. he looks kind of like our friend BDP, doesn't he?
Well, with like a black eye.
Right? Doesn't he sort of, well, I wonder who caused the black eye.
I've always said BDP looks like Jaws from James Bond.
He does sort of look like BDP a little bit, this guy.
That's a nasty shiner.
Wait a minute. Isn't that Chaz Bono?
No, it's that
the Chinas.
Is that Chaz Bono and her Chinas?
No, the Chinas has not... Chinas has not made an appearance at a softball game for an 11-year-old, right?
Oh, okay. Well, there's nothing like getting drunk. Where was this at? In Pennsylvania?
Pennsylvania. Cherry Hill, Pennsylvania.
There you go. Sounds like a Phillies fan to me.
Probably.
Definitely sounds like a Phillies fan.
So that is not unusual for them to be throwing up?
No, not for... No, uh-uh. Not for a Phillies or Eagles fan. It actually isn't, no.
That's an everyday thing.
And pretty par for the course. Pretty par for the course.
That's like every Wednesday.
All right, pick a good one. This is our last story, my friend.
Comes to us out of Florida, Ray. A Florida Keys man gets stuck in the sand. He was trying to steal... what he was doing was he was putting the sand from the beach into his truck, his 89 Ford F-150 from the Cocoa Plum Beach Sunday, and he was trying to leave when the truck got too close to the water, his wheels sank in. Apparently, it's illegal to steal the sand there for personal use.
What was he going to do with the sand?
I doesn't say what he was going to do. He said it was just for a job that he needed.
He was going to mix it.
Oh, he was charging somebody for the sand.
Yeah, he was charged with grand theft of the sand, criminal mischief, and driving while impaired.
Oh, sand he was drunk? What a shop. Sand theft auto. Very good, Gully. With the line of the day, my friend. Sand theft auto. Thank you. All right, let's wrap her up, boys. It is 6 o'clock. I mean, show's over. Thank you for listening. Hey, I want to thank everybody at Rocktown Radio. It was fun, right?
Oh, yeah.
First time we syndicated to their little network. We appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you to everybody coming over to ChubbyRay.com. Those of you listening to the podcast, whether it be through iTunes or any of the other places, or maybe you're getting it through Stitcher, thank you for listening as well. Say goodbye, guys.
Goodbye, guys.
Say goodbye, Gully.
So I see you both.
All right, later on, everybody. So long. Bye-bye.
Hate me and love me, I'd probably bang your mom.
Twice with his beard.
What's wrong with you?
What's wrong with
you?
Are you serious?
You bang their mom. That's how really...
That's right.
What's wrong?